Alpha, this is Bravo. GH squared. Okay, we've got this road that the oil company owns is the closest way to get in. We can drive in on there. It's not a good road. And I don't know how well the vans will work on it, but according to Air One, the payload is about a quarter of a mile from the closest approach on that road.
Could you please stand by your order? We're talking to the landowners right now.
Okay, very good. K0JLZ, station Bravo.
Station, could you repeat? This is W0GEH. Marty's back with us now.
This is Station Bravo. Just wondering if you were talking to the landowners what the result was there, and I was saying that the closest approach on that road that we're talking about is going to be about a quarter of a mile from the payload.
That's a good walk for the students. That'll work out fine, and it's still on the Headington Oil Company land, is that correct?
As far as we're able to determine.
Okay, very good. I have a call coming back shortly from a fellow named Alfred, and we should be okay. I should know in about 5 minutes.
Alpha, ground.
Okay, Bravo. Okay, Alpha, go ahead.
Now, we're not getting any packets with data in them from YUK. It could have burst, as Rick suggested. It's the same thing we're seeing last time, where we get a packet, but there's no data associated with it. N0LP.
Sir, please stand by.
N0LP, K0YG. I have a packet, last altitude 86,000.
Go ahead, Mark, say again.
I've gotten a couple good packets. Last altitude was 86,500.
Did you hear that, Marty?
Station Bravo, is Alpha.
This is Bravo. Go ahead.
You have permission from Alfred. And Alfred is the with the oil company. So to walk in, you have permission.
To walk in, not drive in?
Is there a road there?
Roger. Yeah, the road will get us to within a quarter of a mile. If we walk in, it's a mile and a half.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood you. Yes, go ahead and take the road.
Roger. Okay, I'll... let Larry and the students know. K0JLZ.
Okay, very good. Thank you for that. And break with you. N0KKZ, do you believe we've got cut down?
Just from listening to the audio, N0KKZ.
Okay, has APRS gone stupid?
Affirmative.
Okay, very good. Once more, we'll do a little DFing. Is there any other APRS that's working on this payload?
K0YG copying K0ANI-11.
Okay, is ANI-11, are you transmitting altitude or getting altitude from that?
Roger, I'm copying 71,800 feet.
Excellent, that's what we wanted to hear. Thank you for that. That's K0ANI-11. So folks, if you can, switch over, and let's see what we can do with that.
The frequency is 145,600.
All stations, 145-600 has got K0ANI-11 on it, and that should give us the GPS.
Alpha, station Foxtrot.
Alpha, go ahead.
Marty, we're currently 1 mile to the east of Highway 71 on Road 7, which is approximately a quarter mile south of the predicted landing at this point. Is this a good place for us to set up?
I'm sorry, I missed where that was on the map. Go ahead.
The same road we are.
That's what I thought. You're on Road 7, we're on Road 6. I would just hang around there a little bit. Let's see what we can do. If we can't get any packet updates here, we're going to need to do some serious DFing here. WHROGH, stand by for that.
Yes.
Mark, K0YG, are you getting packets off 83, sir?
Roger, off of 145-600, currently showing 60,700 feet.
Copy, Alpha.
Roger, what was Mark's call again?
K0YG.
Mark, stay with us until we can acquire this. All tracking stations attempt to collect packets from 145-600. K0ANI-11. Give that a go.
N0KQZ.
Go ahead, Rick.
Would you like a touchdown prediction for 83?
Sure.
31.4, 45.4. That's computed using the winds encountered during USF 82 up and the burst point of 83 in its latitude and longitude.
I'd like to repeat that back, 31.4, 45.4, is that right?
If that's correct, 10-0-KKZ.
Okay, very good. And you assumed a cut down when they issued one, is that correct?
I'm just using the last packet I got, which was 93,494 feet.
Excellent. Thank you. Any station, please advise if you have packet on 145-600.
FYI, I am I-gating C0ANI-11 onto the internet for the FAA.
Check the ground station. Thanks, sir, Mark.
Roger, C0YG.
C0YG and 0KKZ.
Go ahead, Rick.
I just got another packet from... Oh, no, I must be wrong. Mark, have you seen Find You packets, or are you just sending them out? Have you looked?
Roger, I'm copying them also on Find You.
Okay, I can't seem to get to Find You for some reason. All right, thanks, N0KKZ.
Marty, can you shut off your beacon? A packet, I believe a bad packet from K0YUK-11, reported 90,000 feet at 10 a.m., just right now.
Okay, am I stepping on it somehow?
You were beaconing on 145-6.
And 0ANI-14 was also.
Yeah, Larry Cerny, if you could shut off your carborne beacon, that would be good. Okay,
Okay, I'm not optimistic on this. Rick, have you got an estimated altitude right now?
Oh, wait a minute here. We have an altitude. K0YG,
what's your altitude? K0YG, 48,200. Okay, nobody in the field here has packet. It's all up to you. K0YG, hang on. W0GH. We're going to be taking a bearing in about 6 minutes here. 6 minutes. W0GH.
Marty, I just got K0YUK-11 reporting 86,000 feet suspect data, but we are receiving K0YUK-11 here. We're heading into towards Fraser Farms. We're going to set up for an LOS bearing. Station Charlie.
Frequency, are you on, Mark? Get that.
Benji, the K0YUK beacon is on 445.975, but the data is really suspect.
Couldn't get a thing on it. Okay, I'm back to the 145.600. Way to go, Mark. 10-0 LP.
What I'm seeing is 3940.7280-10358.0153.
Alpha, this is K0YUK.
Hi, Merle.
I'm out here with 82. Jim's relaying in that he's got to the derrick and in position there and trying to get students turned around, organized, and see if we can take in some four-wheel drive.
Okay, well, welcome out here to the real country there. Appreciate you coming out. And thanks for hanging out on the road. W0GH.
Alpha the ground.
Alpha, go ahead.
Marty, at 5 minutes past 10, the 83 was at the following grid, 2046, over.
2046 at 10.05. Thank you very much. W0GH.
Zero, KKZ.
I'm showing the altitude is 30,700.
Alpha, this is the ground.
Alpha, go ahead.
We've got a packet from 83 on 445.975. The packet came in at 10:10.
10 minutes past the hour, shows the balloon at 78,000 feet at 29.46, over.
Yeah, do you buy that? Because yours was at 20.46. By that position.
It's showing us something completely different than what Mark's showing. It's kind of unusual.
Yeah, that's why we're taking bearing. WA0GEH. We'll take a bearing in 1 minute.
Zero LP and zero KKZ.
You call me Rick and zero LP.
Yes, I did. Is there any possibility of K0YUK being attached to a balloon that didn't burst and it's got a slow leak in it?
No, it could be, but the K0YUK is the last thing on the flight string.
Okay, well then that doesn't make any sense at all. Thanks, N0KKZ.
0LP. Well, I got a huge jump in position though.
But it's right down the track of the bearing I got, Nick.
Okay, guys, let's get a bearing here in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Give me a bearing and make sure you give me your new position. Charlie to give us his information. Let me ask K0YG, what do you got for an altitude?
K0YG on K0ANI-11, I'm showing 27,200.
Very good. Would you just intermittently, about every 4,000 or 5,000 feet, just announce the altitude?
Roger, will do.
Thanks for doing that. WA0GH, bearing at 1014, station Charlie, you got a bearing?
Oh, we're doing a bearing right now, Marty. Stand by.
Delta ready. Go ahead, Delta.
Location 40, decimal 4, comma 45, 281 proof.
Thank you, Benji. I think you're talking in the back of your mic, though. Let's see. NDM is right nearby. K0ANN, your bearing please. Station Foxtrot, this is Alpha.
They're about, like, we can see them up the road from about a mile or less.
Let's see if it is. K0ANN, the WA0GH.
K0ANN.
Okay, do you have a bearing for us?
Yes, we're at location 41.4, 45, bearing 256 degrees true.
Okay, your bearing is considerably different than Benji's, who's right behind you there. So you might take a look there. And NDM, I'll get NDMs verbally from him, WA0GH.
You ready for us? Alpha, this is Charlie.
Thank you. Charlie, go ahead.
Grid 35.6, comma 43.7, 277 true.
Excellent, thank you. Enzo KKZ, did you have anything on that at all?
I can give you the predicted for that altitude if you want.
Sure, lay that on me.
It was around 20,000 at that time, wasn't it?
Yes, sir, 27,2.
Was it 20,000 or 27,000?
27,200.
27.5, 47.
Okay, very good. Thank you. W0GH. K0YG.
Yeah, this is K0YG. I've now got 20,300.
N0KKZ, N0LP.
N0KKZ.
Rick, can you give me a time through 24,000 feet and a position off Thurman, please?
Okay, well, that would have happened at 12 minutes.
Is that matching up with your prediction profile as you hear data or altitudes coming in from Mark?
Looks like it's coming down a little bit faster than my prediction.
Thank you, N0LP.
Station Alpha, this is Station Foxtrot. Alpha, this is Foxtrot.
Alpha, go ahead.
Have an update on that bearing. Change that to 307 degrees true.
307, thank you very much.
N0LP, N0KKZ.
Go ahead, Rick.
From here to the ground, it's essentially going to always be at 258 degrees magnetic and at between 27 and 25 nautical miles. So it's going to stay right in a cylinder going straight down.
Got it. Thanks. N0LP.
0KKZ.
K0YG, N0LP.
0LP, go ahead.
Is there any possibility that you're reading meters instead of feet, sir?
That's possible, but on the way up, when I flipped over and started tracking this, both balloons, both K0YUK-11 and K0ANI-11 were pretty close, within about 300 feet of each other.
Just checking, because what we're seeing is about, a factor of three difference. N0LP.
Okay, current altitude I have is 19,000 feet.
Mark, can you give me a lat long and at a time hack, please, sir?
Okay, I think I'm going to get a new packet here in about 15 or 20 seconds. I'll give you that one. N0LP K0YG. Actually, it's getting so weak now. The last packet I had was about 3 minutes ago. Will that work?
Go ahead, sir. The time of that packet?
Gosh. All I have is like three minutes and 20 seconds to go.
Go ahead.
Okay, it looks like
3942.39045103.47.9989. Okay,
3942.39.04
-103.47.9989
at 1018. And what was the altitude, sir? I have about 19,000. Great, thank you very much, Mark. 0YG. Ground station is Alpha to confirm he no longer is getting packets, is that right?
Is that correct, Mark, you've lost packets?
That's Roger.
He's got LOS, Marty.
Thank you, Mark. W0GH. We are 5 minutes from Mark's last packet. That was at 19,000 feet. We ought to be somewhere around 13,000 feet. N0KKZ, can you kind of keep track of that for us?
Sure. If it was 5 minutes, if it was 5 minutes ago, we're at 14,000 feet right now.
Very good. WA0GEH. Tracking team, we're going to all take bearings here in about 3 minutes. And it'll be an LOS bearing.
Marty, here's a grid at 1018.
That was a 1018, yes.
2948. Alpha, did you copy?
2948, thank you. WA0GH is writing it down.
Copy.
Take a bearing in 1 minute. On LOS bearing is what this will be, so get in position in 1 minute and we'll go for LOS. WA0GH.
12,000 feet estimated.
12,000, is that right?
Affirmative, N0KKZ.
Alpha, go ahead.
We have people at 82 taking pictures, etc.
Great. I wonder how the experiments landed. Okay, let's take a bearing in 5 seconds. That would be 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And actually, this is going to be an LOS bearing, so just keep taking your bearing until it hits the ground. WA0GH.
Yep.
Alpha has LOS on 145-600. Go ahead. He's back. Never mind.
Shall I fire up the DF program?
Yep, that'd be good if you got it.
Roger.
This is WA0GH, false call on the LOS, WA0GH.
Alpha, Charlie, you ready?
Or go ahead.
3:15 true, and I've got 40 dB into my attenuator, and I'm still half scale, so we'll be okay.
Good man. Delta?
Same as last time for location, and the 281 again, true.
Cool, thanks Benji. Echo?
Echo is at 40.48.5, heading 290.
Can you pass that along? I wrote down wrong.
Sure, we're at 40.48.5. And a bearing at 290.
Thank you, Foxtrot.
Foxtrot is at same location, bearing 274, true.
Thank you for that. And no, Bravo probably is not doing bearings right now, so that should do it. Nick, did you get those?
Yeah, but I need Delta's grid, please.
I will give it to you. It's 40. 40.4, 45.
40.4, 45, and Foxtrot location, please.
It is 41, 45.
About right on top of each other. Okay, Marty, let me see what I can do here.
Enter LP.
Okay, everybody, hang on for LOS. And keep getting a bearing on it until we get LOS. WZOGH.